With the Old Breed, Disc 12.
We started off in high spirits for what we thought would be an interesting jaunt into the area south of the Oruku Peninsula. We had gotten cleaned up by then. Our dungarees had been washed, and our leggings and boondockers were dry and scraped clean of mud. We carried the usual 2 canteens of water. We also had rationed chocolate bars because we would be gone several hours and could eat those on the move. My buddy was armed with a carbine. I carried the Tommy and my .45 pistol. The weather had dried out, and it was an ideal day for a little harmless diversion from the patrols we had been making. After we moved out of our battalion area and onto the road, we saw almost no one. As we walked along the silent road, the only sounds in our immediate surroundings were our own voices, the crunching of our boondockers on the road, the muffled sloshing of the water in our canteens, and the occasional thump of our weapons' stocks against our canteens or K-bar scabbards. We moved in that silent world that characterized the backwash of battle. The area was replete with the flotsam of war. The storm front had passed, but its wreckage was left behind. Our experienced eyes read the silent signs and reconstructed the drama and pathos of various life-and-death struggles that had occurred. We encountered numerous enemy corpses, which we always passed on the windward side. We saw no Marine dead, but a bloody dungaree jacket here, a torn boondocker there, a helmet with the camouflage cloth cover and steel beneath, ripped by bullets. Discarded plasma bottles and bloody battle dressings gave mute testimony of the fate of their former owners. We passed through an embankment for a railroad track and entered the outskirts of a town. All buildings were badly damaged, but some were still standing. We stopped briefly to explore a quaint little store. Displayed in its window were various cosmetics. In the street in front of the store lay a corpse clad in a blue kimono. Someone had placed a broken door over the pathetic body. We speculated he had been the proprietor of the little shop. We passed a burned-out bus station with the ticket booth still standing in front. To our right and distant, the battle rumbled and rattled as the 6th Marine Division fought the enemy on the Oruku Peninsula. Without incident, we continued through the ruins toward the beach when an Amtrak came rattling toward us. The driver was the first living soul we had seen. We hailed him, and it turned out he was expecting us at the beach, but it started along the road hoping to locate us. After receiving the information about our unit, he spun his Amtrak around and headed back toward the beach. With our mission completed, my buddy and I started back along the road through the ruins.